It's time for your KBOO afternoon news update for Friday, June 5th, 2020. Across the country, protests have continued despite the pandemic of COVID-19 to call for an end to police violence and racism toward Black people in this country. In Portland, tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets last night for the seventh night in a row. The crowd has swelled in size, growing bigger each evening since the protests began 1 week ago. Since Saturday, police have set up chain-link fences across several streets in downtown Portland to prevent people from marching to the Justice Center where prisoners are housed. They say their aim is to, quote, protect the prisoners inside the building. But many protesters are calling for a release of prisoners, many of whom are being held for minor infractions. They say especially during the pandemic of COVID-19, holding people in prison for minor infractions should be reconsidered. So far, Oregon Governor Kate Brown has resisted calls to release prisoners in Oregon, even after an outbreak of COVID-19 in the Oregon State Penitentiary has sickened more than 150 prisoners. The weapon that the Portland police had threatened to use against demonstrators, the long-range acoustic device, or LRAD, used by the U.S. Army in combat, was deployed last night against the people of Portland just after 2 a.m. when police decided to disperse the protesters. Residents as far east as Mount Tabor reported hearing the sound of the weapon, which uses a siren at a range of 165 decibels, a range that can cause hearing loss to those near it. Meanwhile, in COVID-19 news, the World Health Organization has issued new guidance on the wearing of masks. They recommend medical masks for anyone who is medically vulnerable. They say governments should encourage the general public to wear masks where there is widespread transmission and physical distancing is difficult, such as on public transport, in shops, in other confined or crowded environments, like protests. The WHO advises that fabric masks should consist of at least three layers of different material. Details of which materials they recommend for each layer are in the guidelines. People can potentially infect themselves if they use contaminated hands to adjust a mask or to repeatedly take it off and put it on without cleaning hands in between. Meanwhile, an advocacy organization that made thousands of masks for demonstrators has reported that law enforcement officials seized shipments of those masks. The masks had printed on them, "Stop killing Black people." The shipments of masks were destined for New York City, Minneapolis, St. Louis, and Washington, D.C. The agency that seized the masks did not provide any explanation. And in Minneapolis, city councilors on Friday will vote on imposing a temporary restraining order for the city's police department in response to the killing of George Floyd last month. The restraining order would be the first step toward dismantling the police department to replace it with a, quote, transformative new model of public safety, according to City Council President Lisa Bender. That's it for the KBOO Afternoon News. Tune in today and every weekday for more local, national, and international news produced by volunteer reporters here on KBOO. For KBOO News, I'm Jenka Soderberg.